But if it starts on time, in 8 minutes or so, Zimbabwe's parliament, which has repaired to a hotel, will begin impeachment proceedings against President Robert Mugabe. Derek Matishak is the senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies, and on Skype to us, is there any chance that the vote will not happen or will go in an unexpected way, Derek?
Not at this first stage of the proceedings. The impeachment is a two-stage process. So first of all, the motion is tabled to initiate the impeachment process. There are four basic grounds upon which the president could be impeached. They select one of those, they table the motion, and that only needs a 50% majority, and it only needs a 50% majority from one of the houses of parliament, the National Assembly. If that motion passes, and it looks from the numbers of MPs that have pitched up that the motion will pass, they will form a committee to investigate the grounds of impeachment, and that committee will then report back to the parliament with their recommendation. So that's the first step, and it looks like this first step is on track.
Are you implying that the second step might not go as smoothly?
Well, the second step is a bit more difficult. If the committee reports back to Parliament with a recommendation that the president be removed from office, what then happens is that both houses of Parliament need to sit together jointly. So that's 350 members if we had a full complement of parliamentarians, but there are three vacancies. So 347 people will come together, and then they need a two-thirds majority. So, and it's a two-thirds majority of the members of House, not the people sitting and present. So they need 233 votes to accept the recommendation of the committee. But there was some concern that they might not get those numbers in. The opposition party was hoping that they were going to need opposition support in order to raise those 233 votes. But from what I'm hearing, the ZANU-PF party has managed to muster their members. They've got about 267 odd members there. So more than enough to get those 233 votes to accept that recommendation of the committee. And the moment that vote is passed affirmatively, that two-thirds is there, Mugabe is out of office. The constitution is self-implementing. There are no further steps to be taken.
And Derek, I think once it became clear what the army tanks were doing, what the process was that was starting to unfold, I don't think there were too many people who would have said Robert Mugabe would still be, at least nominally, the president of Zimbabwe at 25 past four on Tuesday afternoon. And this process is now going to take a while longer. Is there any chance of him regrouping, reaching out? Is there anybody to reach out to that might throw a spanner in this this rolling wheel?
Yes, there's one known unknown, if I can put it that way.
Yes.
In that this is terra nova for the parliament, and there are no procedures set out as to how this committee that's going to make the recommendation to parliament, how this committee is supposed to proceed. So some people are suggesting that the principles of natural justice must be followed, the Administrative Justice Act must be followed, Mugabe must be given a right of reply, that there need to be hearings, perhaps calling some witnesses, some documents submitted. And people are suggesting that this investigation of the grounds for the impeachment could take some time. There are other people of the view that it doesn't have to be a protracted process, that the committee could report back very quickly, maybe even without getting any submissions from Robert Mugabe, and could report back as quickly as 24 hours. So we wait to see how Parliament decides to play this.
And if Robert Mugabe decides to go to the courts, now these judges are but many of the judges were appointed by Robert Mugabe and owe their position to him.
Yes.
ZANU-PF has very dramatically turned against Robert Mugabe. What kind of hearing would he be likely to get if he approached the courts and said, the process that is unfolding against me is unconstitutional, it is illegal, it is problematic in whatever ways he might advance?
Yes, I think the words that come to mind here are short shrift.
Okay.
He would not get very far. And furthermore, I don't think that if he did lodge an appeal, that he would be able to take up the presidency again immediately. He would be out of office, and he would have to wait for a positive ruling from the courts before he could try and get back into office. So, and that it might take quite a bit of time for him to get a court ruling. Our courts can sit on judgments for 6 months and in fact sometimes for years. So this is really would be, to my mind, a futile endeavor by the president trying to lodge some sort of appeal.
Thank you very much, Derek Mateshak, a senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies, on Skype to us from Harare.